Hello, this is Pastor Robert from Esterhazy Baptist Church in Esterhazy, Saskatchewan. Thank you for joining us today. This message is taken from Proverbs chapter 1, various verses in Proverbs chapter 1, and it's called The Walk of the Wise. The Walk of the Wise. It's for the week of July 9th, 2023. Call to worship is from Psalm chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. Because of your great love, I can come into your temple. Because I fear and respect you, I can worship in your holy temple. Lord, since I have many enemies, show me the right thing to do. Show me clearly how you want me to live. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. Have you heard of Reinhold Niebuhr's prayer? It says, O God, give us serenity to accept what cannot be changed and courage to change what should be changed and wisdom to distinguish the one from the other. Oh, how we need such wisdom. Are you looking for wisdom? The place to begin is the book of Proverbs in the Bible, a collection of wise sayings and instructions for living a useful and effective life. A proverb is often an object lesson, using comparison to help make the best choice. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 to 3 tells us, these are the proverbs of Solomon, David's son, king of Israel. Their purpose is to teach people wisdom and discipline, to help them understand the insights of the wise. Their purpose is to teach people to live disciplined and successful lives, to help them do what is right, just, and fair. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for that. Now, one definition of wisdom is doing the right thing without precedent. Doing the right thing without precedent. Now, that means doing the right thing or knowing what to do in a situation even though you've never been in it before. Even though you've never experienced it before, doing the right thing. Now, how can that be possible? Well, really, it comes by being willing to admit that you don't know everything, and so you draw on the experience of others. Apparently, a town in New England had experienced a prolonged electrical failure. The best engineers at the power plant tried and tried, but they were unable to restore the power. And then someone remembered a former engineer, now in retirement, but living nearby. And he was brought in. He inspected the plant, the generators, and then he took a wooden mallet and tapped in several places. And instantly the lights came on. Afterwards, he submitted an itemized bill to the town fathers for his consultation work. He wrote 2 cents for tapping, $1,000 for knowing where to tap. The book of Proverbs teaches us where to tap in life by showing us how to navigate life through following God's guidance. Doing this, we don't have to personally experience everything in life to know what is right and wrong. Proverbs is written by people who observed those who followed God's ways and those who didn't follow God's ways. Then they made conclusions based on the best results, and that was through following God's ways. Now, who was the book of Proverbs written for? Well, certainly it's valuable to the inexperienced in life. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 4 to 6, tells us that it will benefit the young, the wise, and also the discerning. In other words, Proverbs is for all of us. For all of us. Now, what is the starting point for wisdom? Well, Proverbs mentions two. First of all, the Lord. Verse 7 says, "Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline." That phrase, "the fear of the Lord," is found 14 times in Proverbs. It means to respect God's power and holiness. God must be reverenced for who he is. God is to be served, worshiped, obeyed, and loved. He is our final authority, the ultimate source of wisdom and knowledge, and he makes it available to us. Now, guidance for growing in wisdom is also available to us from our childhood, even as we are children, through, this is the second thing, our parents. Our parents. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 8 and 9 says, "My child, listen when your father corrects you. Don't neglect your mother's instruction. What you learn from them will crown you with grace and be a chain of honor around your neck." There is great wisdom in listening to those, and listen to this, listening to those who have invested themselves in our lives, and above all, our parents, and quite literally have invested themselves in us, and they know our strengths and weaknesses. They've seen us at our best and our worst, when we've had meltdowns because of disappointments, or other times we've gone through things and they've looked and noted and remembered and gone, "Look at that, okay." They know us. And they know the challenges we will face in acquiring wisdom, because they know our character, and also because, and children, we forget this, because they have faced these same temptations themselves when they were young. Novelist Pearl Buck told her 16-year-old daughter that she would not be allowed to attend a party of mixed teenagers where there was no adult supervision. And the girl wailed to her mother, "You don't trust me." And Mrs. Buck's reply was, "Of course I don't trust you. I couldn't trust myself at 16, 17, 18, or much further as you care to go." When you face the fact that you don't trust yourself in a situation, the only wisdom is to be careful and not put yourself into that situation. And at times when we are inexperienced, we do not realize the dangers that we're putting ourselves in. We need to listen to those with wisdom, with those who know us, and our parents do. So, what do we learn about wisdom from this passage? What do we learn about wisdom? I want to highlight four things. First of all, we see wisdom is accessible to us. Wisdom is accessible to us. Wisdom impacts all areas of life, work, justice, play, and it's present in these areas. And this passage tells us, verse 20 and 21, the effort that wisdom makes to get people's attention. Verses 20 and 21 says, "Wisdom shouts in the streets. She cries out in the public square. She calls to the crowds along the main street, to those gathered in front of the city gate." Wisdom is there. Wisdom is looking for you if you are willing to listen. No one can say it's hard to find. In fact, we're told wisdom goes out of its way to speak to us through God's word, through creation, and daily life. So first of all, wisdom is accessible. A second thing we learn about wisdom is that even though it is available, wisdom can be ignored. Wisdom can be ignored. Now, we may claim, and I hear this so often, well, I didn't know. I didn't know that. But the truth is often we don't want to listen to wisdom's advice. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22 shows three kinds of people who ignore wisdom. It says, how long will you simpletons? How will you insist on being simple-minded? How long will you mockers relish your mocking? How long will you fools hate knowledge? Simpletons are the naive who lack discernment and judgment, like a 16-year-old. Mockers are the defiant and the cynical. They disagree with anyone or anything that disagrees with them. Fools are those who twist reason to reach morally wrong conclusions. They think they are so wise, but they are twisting reason to get the ends they want. Now, if we won't listen to wisdom's call through God's word and our parents, this third point is, how does wisdom get our attention? If we're not willing to listen, how does wisdom get our attention? Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23 tells us, it says, if you had responded to my rebuke, I would have poured out my heart to you and made my thoughts known to you. So wisdom is being personified here in this verse. If you'd responded to my rebuke, have you been stopped while doing something dangerous, harmful, or wrong? What was your response? Anger? Frustration? A plan not to get caught next time? Or did you realize that your actions could have led to terrible consequences and decided to change? It said correction is a messenger that God often uses to teach us wisdom. Correction is a messenger that God often uses to teach us wisdom. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 11 and 12 says, my child, don't reject the Lord's discipline, and don't be upset when he corrects you. For the Lord corrects those he loves, just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights. God's rebuke can be direct through his word, or indirect through parents, friends, children, mates, employers, neighbors, police, a teacher, or a coach. Wisdom will get our attention. Now, a fourth observation we can make about wisdom in this passage is that ignoring wisdom has serious consequences. Ignoring wisdom has serious consequences. We've seen that wisdom is accessible, but wisdom can be ignored. If wisdom gets our attention through correction. And finally, ignoring wisdom has serious consequences. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 29 to 32 says, for they hated knowledge and chose not to fear the Lord. They rejected my advice and paid no attention when I corrected them. Therefore, they must eat the bitter fruit of living their own way, choking on their own schemes. For simpletons turn away from me to death. Fools are destroyed by their own complacency. Ignoring wisdom has serious consequences. Why is it so hard for us to follow God's guidance? What's the problem? What's the root of our problem? It's our pride. In our stubbornness, We want to be right, even if it kills us. Literally. You know, in doing this, we are declaring that we believe that our wisdom is superior to God's. And our wisdom will provide us with greater pleasure, peace, and security than God. And that is a lie that leads us to separation from God, ultimately eternal separation. Ignoring God's wisdom has serious consequences. You destroy yourself, so don't ignore God's wisdom. Choosing to follow wisdom's instructions might not immediately reverse months or years of bad choices, but it is still the best choice. Remember, wisdom must be consistently followed, or trouble will certainly come looking for you. Where are you looking for wisdom? What's stopping you from following God's wisdom? Is it stubbornness? Insensitivity, indifference, or pride? How can you become open to God's wisdom? It begins with changing your basic goal in life. What is your goal in life? For those who are resistant to submitting to God's wisdom, their goal in life is pleasing themselves. Is yours pleasing yourself? Or is it to please God? Change your basic goal in life to pleasing God. How? By surrendering your life to accepting Jesus as your sin forgiver and following him as your life leader, and then committing yourself to become like Jesus. In your character, in your actions. And this comes by spending time with him, in his word, and by fellowshipping and growing together with other believers who are trying to do the same thing. Proverbs 1:23 says, "If you had responded to my rebuke, I would have poured out my heart to you and made my thoughts known to you." Again, this is wisdom personified, but in essence, it's God speaking to us. If you'd responded to my rebuke, the rebuke wasn't just to knock you down. I didn't get any pleasure out of doing that. It was to get your attention, to turn you around, to realize that you're heading away from me. You're heading in the wrong direction. If you'd responded, I would have poured out my heart to you and made my thoughts known to you, a relationship with God. Finding wisdom in following God's word is not about rule-keeping. The result of listening to correction is the deepening of our relationship with God, a greater sense of his heart and deeper understanding of his thoughts and his love for us. Trusting in God's wisdom is the only way to lasting peace. And this begins by accepting his forgiveness offered through Jesus Christ. Have you done this? Proverbs chapter 1, verse 33 promises, "But all who listen to me will live in peace, untroubled by fear of harm." Listen to your Lord. It's the wisest thing you can do. Let me close with a benediction from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21. "To him who by means of his power working in us is able to do so much more than we can ever ask for or even think of, to God be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus for all time, forever and ever. Amen." Amen. May the Lord bless you, and may you realize that he wants to work in you and can do so much more than you could ever ask or imagine as you surrender your life to him. That's the wisest thing you can do. Walk in the guidance of his Holy Spirit. Thank you for listening. Lord bless you. Goodbye.